Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today on the show, we are joined by some voices that became very famous, not only for their connection to their service in the military, but also recently here in the United States on a very popular TV show where they made it all the way up to the top five out of hundreds and hundreds of folks who auditioned and tried to become famous from America's Got Talent. We've got with us today Voices of Service, and we'd like to welcome them to the Voice of America. So we've got VOA and VOS.
Yes,
that's a great connection. Welcome. First of all, could you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Ladies first.
I'm Crystal Reams, United States Army, active.
Staff Sergeant retired, Ron D. Henry.
Jason Hanna, Sergeant First Class, Army active duty, soon to be retired.
Caleb Green, Master Sergeant, United States Army, retired.
Ah, I was trying to tell, soon to be retired, retired, who's got the bigger smile? They both look very happy. First of all, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for your service.
Thank you.
That's something that I don't think Americans acknowledge quite frequently enough, and I did want to say that to you. Now, you guys have recently appeared on a very popular show in the United States, which may, I think it also airs worldwide because there are contestants from India and other locations, China, Taiwan, whatnot. So what was that experience like for you guys, being on the TV here in the United States every week on that show?
Honestly, it was a dream of a lifetime just to be able to do what we do and have it on a stage that acknowledges what we would consider our passion and our purpose, professional musicians, people who love the country that we live in, and a message that really embodies or personifies what the strength of our nation is, and that is to serve, to love, and to give.
Now, you guys are great. You really, I mean, the judges were very complimentary. Simon, before he got injured, he was very complimentary to you and said that you were an act that he was going to remember. Do you have any moments from the show that you'll take with you that'll stick? Because each one of you probably has a different moment.
There is a moment that I can't seem to live down. I think sometimes Ron, he does a really good imitation of it. But when we were chosen, was it Luke Islam? Mm-hmm. Over Luke Islam, everybody thought that I was passing out, but I was really just, really shocked. But when I went back, they were like, as Ron goes, he was like, oh, trying to catch me. So that's a moment that I won't be able to live down with, even if I wanted to. So,
well, like I say, you guys sound great, and I assume you've all been singing before you all came together in the Army, in the military. You all were singing and singers. So how did you get together as a quartet? What is it that brought you guys together?
What was it brought us together? Timing, good fortune. No, there's a young woman. Our director of CAMO, that's Kathy Lee Harris. There was a job that came up, and we had all been selected to kind of go on this job. We had never sung together before, all, sung in different venues, but we had never sung together. So there was this job that came up, and we had all been selected to be on that particular job. And from that moment on, things just kind of clicked, the magic happened, and we just kind of gelled, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. And so CAMO is an acronym for Center for American Military Music Opportunities.
Yes, sir.
And are you familiar with, or have you been in contact with, other countries' military music organizations or groups that may have something similar to what we have here in the U.S.?
Yes, we actually have. In 2017, a few of us were in touch with the Invictus Games. So we dealt a lot through CAMO with our counterparts from the U.K., and other countries. It was a really cool experience. I personally was there. Ron was there. So we have dealt with England. We've dealt with Scotland. We've dealt with folks from Italy, just different countries all over the world. So yeah, it's been quite an experience. It is quite an experience.
I imagine. Do they have a competition for military branches for singing? Do they do it for everything else? Is there like a Pitch Perfect for The military?
I don't know. That sounds like a cool thing to do.
The Army leads the way. I mean, I guess if the guys want to compete, maybe.
U.S. leads the way, right? You know.
That's it, always. Number one. Right. All right, so we're going to ask if you guys wouldn't mind singing a song for us. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about, but I know the audience is anxious to hear you sing. So what would you do for us first?
What would you do for us first?
Let's do Let Me Raise My Voice.
Okay, so this one is our original. And it was written, and it's great. It's a great thing for now, actually, but the song is called Let Me Raise My Voice.
Must be picking up now after being on America's Got Talent. You guys probably don't have much free time. How do you balance that, your music career, with your military service?
I'm fortunate to work with and for some folks that actually believe in what we're doing. They believe in me as well as believe in what we're doing. And my command group, the command team, everyone they've been extremely supportive of this. I've been able to manage it very well. Between that and a wonderful, caring family, husband specifically, I'm able to do a lot more than what I would, you know, probably normally do if I was carrying a bigger load on my own. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have a lot of people to thank, a big support network, including my brothers.
There's another active, well, there's actually two active guys still in the service. So how do you make this work?
So the support of family, obviously, like Crystal said, my wife, she's probably my biggest supporter. Just making sure that, you know, you got to make sure that you got time for the group. Make sure you're here. Make sure you're there on time. You know, all that stuff. So she's like my manager, making sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be. And of course, my unit, the PDA, Physical Disability Agency, got to shout them out. Woo, woo. They were phenomenal in making sure that I got the time that I needed to go back and forth to LA and all the different things that we do with VOS. So they've been great supporters for me.
And so, I mean, could you describe your music? I mean, would you, because I thought originally it was a spiritual gospel driven type sound. And then I see the new EP has a Katy Perry song and a One Republic song. So what would you say would be your sound?
So I would say that we dabble in a little bit of everything, but inspirational, soul. I think that we bring a new meaning to soul music, you know, because music for all of us, this is something that comes from deep within us. It's a part of us. If I would equate it to anything, I would say inspirational soul, you know, maybe something that's not even there yet. I always believe that music arises as the world needs it. And, you know, right now we could really use a lot of inspirational soul. And that's who we are. We never wanted to be put into a box because we want to have the ability to reach everybody. And in order to do that, you have to reach through the genres. So, right. You know, gospel is not out of the question. It's just not where we want to stay. We want to be able to move around. So that's kind of, I think I described it.
Yeah, you can't reach everybody being in one genre. So yeah, again, music is universal, and that's who we are. We're a universal group with universal talents. And we have a passion to not just reach one genre, but we want to reach the world. And with the music that we have on our EP, we are destined to do that.
Now, how did you pick the songs for your EP? That's got to be a big challenge to say, this is what we want to put out to the world for our very first EP.
Well, we had a lot of good luck with AGT. And a lot of the songs on the EP are from our AGT time. And no one but us knows the challenges we faced in trying to come up with those arrangements. We faced a lot of, I'll call them demons. We faced a lot of demons trying to determine, is this really us? Is this not us? Mm-hmm. And we found that happy balance with those songs. And we've also been very lucky to work with a fantastic producer who found Let Me Raise My Voice and allowed us to have our say in that, as well as the songwriter, a gentleman by the name of Johnny Black, who allowed us to have a part of that. And it's just carried our steps even further. And as we look at new music and other music and write new things, it'll go, you know, there's no telling where it could go. You know, we have a lot of country music lovers in the group, we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of everything. There's everything, you know, and again, when we attack country, it's country.
Country soul. Country soul.
There we go. So
you know what's unique about it, Larry, is you described it as you thought it was a gospel group. What happened is that we were able to transcend maybe our perception, and maybe it feels spiritual because we could connect with you, and that's our purpose.
That well said, because I know that things got very emotional for you guys. You guys were either at or you were actually tearing up. I mean, I know, Crystal, there was a couple times that you actually teared up during the performances of these songs that you were singing on the TV show. So I know you put your heart and soul into your performances and the music you're singing, So one original song and a couple of covers. Are there plans for a full studio album?
Most definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
indeed. Most definitely. And we're right now on the works talking about holiday music. Mm-hmm. And with that holiday music will come as well, a full studio album. So, and we're looking forward to that too.
That's great. Would you do another song for us?
Sure.
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
Let's do Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Since you said One Republic, here we go.
All right.
With the goosebumps. I've got the goosebumps. Voices of Service joining us here on the Voice of America. Did you hear from Ryan Tedder? Did you talk to Ryan Tedder? Is that part of the deal, the process?
Not yet.
I love Ryan Tedder. I mean, I think they showed up on this season. I was like,
maybe
really?
You could reach out to him and let him know,
what's up. All right, there you go. How about Katy Perry? When you chose Rise, did you have to go through anything special to get to be able to use a song like Rise?
The show, I don't think so, but I think the show did a lot of the preliminary work. Mm-hmm. And that was actually our first song. It was the first one we put together as Voices of Service as a thing. And we actually did that the first time for, it was a military mother's luncheon. That we did it the first time for before we did the show. So,
And I also, Johnny Black, I see that he's worked with Beyonce and Usher and Nicki Minaj and, done some heavy duty stuff. So you got some serious production behind you.
Indeed. Yeah. What a blessing.
That is excellent. And the album's out now, I guess, and people can get it. Where do they go to get it?
You can stream it on every platform. You can find it on Amazon, Twitter, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes,
TikTok,
YouTube, TikTok.
All of them.
And how about your website?
All of them.
All
of them. You have a website too for people to go to if they want to check you out on.
Yes, we have a social media sites. We're on all of the social media sites, I think, except. Well, we're on all of the social media sites. Just look up Voices of Service or VOS. We're not difficult to find.
Or you can also catch us on www.camelmusic.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can find us there too.
What is it that brought you into the military? I mean, when you enlisted, and what was it, at what point in your life you said, you know, this is the path I want to take?
So for me, and I'll just start. So for me, I was in the second year of college, and I, again, I was raised up in a single parent home with my mother, and didn't have enough money to finish college. So close family friends said, hey, why don't you think about the National Guard? So I was like, oh, okay. So I went and I joined the National Guard first, and I liked it so much that I decided to go active duty. And 27 years ago, you know, here I am, you know, 27 years shy of just trying to pursue a different goal and find a different path. But ultimately, I always wanted to see my mother live in a safe environment, in a safe place. And I felt like the only way you could do that is to contribute. So I decided to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, for me, it was patriotism and go to war, or go to jail.
Really?
Like Army Kings.
He's like,
that's it. Me, I had to take care of, I was a unwed father at the time. I'd just gotten out of high school, and I needed to take care of my daughter. And my mom came up with the idea and said, hey, you can, you know, maybe, did you consider joining the Army or the military? And my grandfather, his whole thing was, you just can't join the Marines or the Navy. So that was it. That was his stipulation. So I joined the Army, and the rest is history.
He just got out of high school last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, and you know, it's a great question, Larry. Actually, for me, it was opportunity. I was in the third year of my music education degree program at Hampton University. And I have this thing about independence. I do not like, they'll tell you, I don't like being told what to do. I have a very, very strong work ethic. And I feel like if I earn it, you can't take it. And so if you give it to me, you can take it back. But if I earn it, you can't take it. So I spent 30 years really just bringing the values that I received from my home training and raised to be independent, raised to be a man. And my mother and father were not negotiable about those issues. And so, you know, hopefully I passed that on to my family and the generation, because I got to lead a lot of wonderful young men and women. And I have this saying that I always use as a leader. So you're like chalk. You rub off everywhere you go. So it is my hope that it's been, you know, positive.
Well, thank you. Voices of Service on the Voice of America.
And we'll be carrying each other. until I say goodbye on our dying day.
Voices of Service is the name of the artist, and I'm Larry. London Rise is the EP. Make sure you get a copy. Thanks for tuning in to VOA TV.